Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Yeah, continue on.
Thanks.
Earth Days.
I've got this out of order. Let's skip over that for now and go to the big fight in June. Ms. Ailson mentioned that there was a big fight toward the end of June. Do you recall that?
Yeah, that's the weekend in June 27th, 28th.
Where were you when that fight occurred?
We were in Gainesville. Ms. Ailson accompanied me for a work trip. We were all scheduled for welding. She accompanied me on a work trip, and we ended up having a pretty big argument Saturday night in the hotel.
When did that have to do with you accusing her of seeing other men?
That was one of the issues. There'd been a lot of tension bubbling. That was the major issue. But just to give that some context, I suspected very strongly she was seeing other men. Of course, your office had confirmed recently to me that there was multiple online active dating accounts the whole time. We were supposed to be exclusive. But just to give context to that, that was combined with Wendy promising me the world in June. Talking about me moving in. Shouldn't get a Jeep. You should get a car. The kids' car seats will fit in. The kids should start calling you daddy. It was the most outrageous one. And so she's like blowing herself at me over the top in a way that felt totally disingenuous and fake. And at the same time, I think she'd seen other guys. So it just kind of boiled over. I tried to have like a serious, honest relationship conversation with her. And that didn't go very well.
So you were kind of, at least up until all of this started happening, you were kind of pulsed on her head, and it seems like school was a little stop and go, hot and cold. Is that
it? Was a roller coaster, is what I would say. And I had felt since April that I was perhaps being strung along. I had that intuition. I couldn't fathom a reason why you would string a guy along like that. It didn't make any sense at the time.
All right, so we're in June, like 28th range.
Okay.
When do you come back from Gainesville?
The morning of the 29th, after this fight or this argument, we drive back to Tallahassee. I had another ride back, and I offered to take that other ride if the fight was that bad, you know, because we could have broken up after this. She wanted to ride back.
You rode together.
Yeah, we rode together.
All right, so you rode back together, and then was she leaving that day?
I believe it was the... I thought she picked up the kids the next day from Professor Markell's house, and that's when she met Amy Adler, and that was a big deal to her.
Amy Adler was Dan's girlfriend at the time?
Yes.
Right. So it's at some point after the big fight and the return from Gainesville, does she leave to go to South Florida?
Yeah, never mind. A day or two later, she definitely leaves to return to South Florida. She's in South Florida by July 1.
Right, and was that the trip that she was there for her dad's birthday?
That's correct.
Did you attend the dad's birthday?
No, I was never invited to the dad's birthday.
All right, and were you aware what the big gift was for dad's birthday?
No.
All right. So when did you see Wendy next, after she leaves to go to South, or I guess after you return from Gainesville?
During that 2-week period, we're exchanging emails, texts, long phone calls, video chats with the kids. Things are up and down, but it seemed like it's probably going to be okay. That's the impression I was given by Miss Adelson. Or I was being strung along 2 more weeks. But I see her again on the 13th when she comes back in town and is excited to have a date with me. So we had a date.
All right. So now we're at July 13th, 2014.
That's correct.
So within a week of the murder.
That's right.
Okay. Tell us about your interactions with her that day.
Yeah, we went to dinner and a movie, and we returned to our house on Aqua Ridge.
All right. And did she tell you anything in confidence that evening?
Yeah, in a very serious tone of voice. The topic of conversation as we're walking up to the house is about relocation, being stuck in Tallahassee, and Danny, as the conversation always was about Danny Markell. She said in a very serious tone of voice, "Can I tell you something in confidence?"
I think I'd be judged by asked to approach.
Come there, watch us go into a store, you loud, but we'll call through the step down and the with his stem.
Oh, okay, please step back outside. Everyone can be seated.
So, little
bring up both the lotion of lemonade and the prior order that then issued on this letter. Ruling that was made as to the defense motion of lemonade concerning the state eliciting this as a part of its close and plea. However, Mr. Ralph Ballner at this point, Miss Adelson has specifically denied making this statement. Why is this an improper ground for the state to explore this on impeachment?
It's still hearsay, Your Honor. It's double hearsay. It's not done.
All sorts of matters that otherwise would be inadmissible can become impeachment.
If Dr. Adelson, Harley Adelson, made that statement to Mr. Lacoste, and he denied it, he could impeach him. They're impeaching another witness. That's not allowed. That's number one. Number two, I brought up
the impeachment of one witness's testimony through another. Is that allowed?
But they're impeaching her to go to his statement. They're stuck with her answer. They could have kept on cross-examining her of why they thought her answer was wrong. They can't now backdoor it through hearsay in another witness. That was the whole point of the motion. Similarly, Judd, we brought this issue up first thing this morning, sidebar, because if they were going to be allowed to do it, I was going to ask Miss Adelson other questions on this issue. They said they weren't going to do it. So I didn't ask her those questions. And I didn't ask her those questions because I didn't want to open the door to it. And I can't call Miss Adelson back as a witness because she has a Fifth Amendment right and I can't give her immunity. I brought this up for this very reason. She denied the statement yesterday. That's why I brought it up today. They can't backdoor a double hearsay statement based on a denial by that witness. Can't do it.
Ms. Kappelman.
Hearsay. Open to specifically draw to the fine of a flea.
It's hard to make out what she's saying. Can you fast forward back to where he's back on the stand? It shouldn't be too far forward.
Sure. Let me see what I can find here.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out here, Stacey, is Geek Squad. When was this appointment scheduled for the TV? Because that's going to tell us a lot. And I'm curious if the scheduled appointment date has anything or ties directly to any events with the Adelsons, previous failed attempts at Jeff's life, if that appointment was made like right at that same time or after some sort of interaction. That's I'm very curious about the answer to that. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I guess who fucking arranged it?
Who?
Donna.
Charlie?
Donna.
Donna arranged a TV repair and emailed Wendy on July 11th to confirm the appointment July 18th between 8 and noon. Donna scheduled the appointment.
She's a grown woman. You can't schedule your own appointment to have your TV fixed and you wouldn't have you, to have mommy do it?
Wouldn't you want to, too? It's your life.
I think Wendy on the stand, and again, this is just my memory, but I think she said something like, while Charlie may have had the money for it, I think Donna actually purchased it, and so her name was on, and that's why she called to make the appointment. Okay, that was her idea of why Donna made the phone call for the Geek Squad. But again, when you start adding things up with that damn TV, you're like, wow, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot on this case that is hinging on that TV.
And there is.
Jeff Lacoste seeing it, the TV getting broken, the Geek Squad, all that.
I don't know why just today it's like really standing out to me, the TV stuff.
It was just a little bit of a mention before. I mean, they focused on it, but I think it's standing out like a sore thumb right now.
I think more in the context of Wendy now it does.
Yes.
Because it didn't so much matter a lot because we weren't judging Wendy's decisions or what she was doing before. It was about Donna's actions. It was about Charlie's actions. It was about McBonough and Sigfrido and what they were doing on those specific days. This is the time we're starting to identify the specific motivations and actions of Wendy Adelson and what was going on. And that's probably why it's standing out now more in this sort of a lens versus the actual trials of the other ones.
Yeah.
Very likely.
Wow.
Jesus.
Sobering.
It is. It really is. It really is creepy. What do you think about the area here? And I want to talk about this a little bit as we kind of start to dive into our conversation about what was going on in this family, what was going on with the relationships, what was going on, what Dan was seeing in Wendy, about Wendy asking the kids to call him daddy, to call Jeff Lacoste daddy. And they weren't at that place in that relationship. And he knew that. Seemed that she did know that too. But what is the motivation there? Because I don't think it's let's get the kids closer to you. I feel like there's some other something else going on in the background where the kids are being used as pawns.
That brings up, you know, yesterday or the day before when we were watching some of the other testimony, I think I mentioned that Jeffrey looked a lot like Dan.
Yeah.
And the kids were young enough. Was it some way to confuse them that, okay, dad's dad, but look, here's your new dad. Same look. Maybe same demeanor to some extent. Let's call him daddy.
Is it also, I mean, could it be something where maybe it doesn't have anything to do with the murder, but it has more to do with Wendy's insecurities that she's on the right path and things are going the right way. And she's longing for, in some ways, some sort of normalcy in her life. And it's easier if people are just like Donna, if people are following her rules and what she wants. So she feels good about what she's doing and that the kids are, even though they may be just kind of mimicking what she's asking them to do. Wendy can tell herself, well, see the kid, this is good. The kids are telling him this. And I don't know, because some people do that.
It's like a kid with a blanket. Their favorite blanket gets left behind. And so mom says, well, here's a new blanket. Well, it's not the same. Well, it'll be fine. I feel like she's trying to make it somewhat normal for the kids, for this guy to be around. Maybe they'll miss dad a little bit less.
I was thinking that dad's going to be out of the picture. Here's a surrogate.
Boom.
Here's your new blanket. Here's your new
Todd's
blanket.
Todd's on fire today.
I know. What the hell? He's had his coffee.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.